little something for Rafina, a little something for Julia, a little something for the folks who are going to get up here in a minute. This is happening. It's definitely happening, and we thank you all for being here. So if you haven't signed a letter to Jan Perry yet, you want to take yourself over to one of these tables or find one of the t-shirted folks and sign those letters, because we want her to know the world is watching and the world cares. And I have another great honor today, and that's to introduce to you someone who is rocking Oakland, total pioneer, green leader, who's been working in this community for many, many years. He runs a program he runs the Ella Baker Center. And I'm sure you know by now who it is. I'd like to bring up Van Jones. Give it up.
I'm honored to be here. I wanted to say a couple of things just to try to situate what's happening. This is bigger than just piece of land and a struggle about land. It's a much deeper convergence that's happened. People may remember the last time we saw this kind of a convergence. People may remember when Cesar Chavez was on hunger strike and near death in one of the first big battles around food and food justice with the farm workers and economic justice. And out of nowhere, in the midst of that struggle, a man named Bobby Kennedy showed up on the scene from a different race, from a different class, from a different set of struggles and ideas. And they sat down side by side, and it changed politics in America, because there was an expansion of that struggle. And there was a linking of arms, and there was a linking of forces, and there was a linking of ideas. And on that basis, you saw a tremendous energization of movements across the United States. That was what happens when you have a convergence. That was 40 years ago. 40 years later, you see the Latino community in South Central standing up for its rights again in a different context. And out of nowhere, a hero, Julia Butterfly and others, come allegedly from different struggles but with the same heart. And so many times we've been talking about the need for solidarity, the need to stand together, the need to link arms, and we talk about it at conferences, and we talk about it on the internet, and we talk about it at the cafes, and it just stays at the level of talk. But this time it went beyond that. This time people actually put their bodies where their mouths were. This time people put their bodies where their mouths were, not just for an afternoon or a press conference, but day after day after day. And a new bond has been formed. And that is something precious, not just for the people of South Central, not just for 300 families, but for people across the country who need to see solidarity again. People need to see solidarity again. That's what this is about. The fact that for the first time now you see the people who were key to that struggle getting in cars, going to airports and going around the country and talking, that has a precedence. People may have heard of a little city called Montgomery, Alabama. People may have heard of a little town called Birmingham or Albany. Back in the 60s, when black people were struggling for their rights and were being beaten in the streets by the police and sprayed with hoses and bitten by dogs, there were people who left those struggles and got in buses and got in cars, and they went all around the country, and they went to the north, and they spoke in churches, they spoke in high schools, bloody and bruised with bite marks on their arms, and they touched the people in the north, and people from the north started to send money down and send their children down, and suddenly the people who were the big shots in that one little town, the people who were the big shots in that one little place, had to deal with a nation outraged, had to deal with a nation outraged. And now we're seeing that process happen again. There's a historical precedent for what's happening. So when these warriors and these strugglers leave Los Angeles and they come to a place like Oakland, we have a moral duty and a moral obligation to stand with them to take their literature, to spread the word. This is how apartheid was broken, the back of apartheid was broken in the rural south of the United States, by solidarity and by heroes and sheroes like these going across the country. The last thing I want to say is, we have a moral duty and a moral obligation to these people struggling in South Central to open up new fronts of struggle here in Oakland. We have a moral duty and a moral obligation. Che Guevara said, before he was assassinated, he was asked about Vietnam and the people of Vietnam standing up for their rights. And it was a controversial thing at that time. They were saying, oh, well, are they terrorists, are they communists? And Che Guevara said, no. We need 1, 2, 3 many Vietnams. We need 1, 2, 3 many Vietnams. We need 1, 2, 3 many peoples willing to stand up for their rights and throw off the shackles of imperialism and show off the shackles of exploitation. And that call went forward, and people around the world did stand up, and they're still standing up. And I say, not only do we need to support the struggle for the urban farm in South Central, we need 1, 2, 3 many urban farms. We need 1, 2, 3 many urban farms in Newark, in Watts, in Oakland, and across this country. And when we stand together, black, white, Latino, Asian, Arab, Native American, and say we demand our right to healthy food, to self-determination, and open up 1, 2, 3 many, 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 many struggles, not only will we win in South Central, we will win a new country, we will win a new society, and we will win a new century for our children. Thank you very much.